Hey everybody, this is James Wilson with MTB Strength Training Systems and BikeJames.com, and I'm joined on the phone today by Ian Cook, who runs a great website out there I want to introduce you guys to called MyBikeStand.com. Ian, how's it going, buddy?
Very good. Hey everybody, how you doing?
Yeah, well, thanks for taking the time to join us. I know you're recovering from some knee surgery, and luckily, or unluckily, I guess, wasn't actually a biking accident. You got hurt at work. So I guess kind of leads us into our first question. I guess give everybody a little bit of a background on yourself. I mean, you don't actually running the website isn't your day job. So just real quick, like what do you do to pay the bills, and kind of how did you what's your background in cycling? And I guess just give us a little background on yourself and kind of how you got involved in running your own review website.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a long history as a cyclist, riding everything from freestyle to road bikes, BMX, mountain bikes. It's been a long time. Back in high school, I actually worked at a few different bike shops, and they actually brought me in from racing BMX and kind of progressed me into racing the road bikes, which I was fine with, but I was a little bored. I needed a little more action. And they progressed me into mountain bikes in the early days of dual slalom and downhill back in the late 80s, early 90s. But right now, what I do to pay the bills is I'm an electrician at a fancy Vegas strip resort in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Nice.
And that's kind of what pays the bills. But the website, it kind of came about wanting to get back in the industry. I had a lot of fun working in the bike shops and around the atmosphere. And it's a really good place, but unfortunately, it's really hard to start a bike shop, and it doesn't pay as well as being an electrician. So my way back in was I found a sponsorship through Hookit.com. It was Sponsor House at the time. And through certain sponsorships, you have an obligation to the sponsors that you have. And one of those is to talk about the product, but also give product feedback back to the company. And one of those products was Kool-Aid Bike Racks. And I spent a lot of time going back and forth over the product and looking at it. And I put up a few reviews on some different, forums and everything. And it got a lot of press. A lot of people really like the reviews, and I kind of find my way back into the industry.
Nice, yeah. So so that kind of got you started. You did a review and got some good feedback, and that prompted you to start your own site. What is it that you think kind of makes, your site different? Or, there's a lot of different mountain biking websites out there and places for people to get their information on parts and bikes and stuff. What is it that you think kind of makes your site unique?
There's definitely a ton of sites out there. I try not to run my site as a blog. It's a basic WordPress background, but I try not to run it as a blog. The more of just a outlet for product reviews that are pretty unbiased. I don't really pick and choose who I deal with. I'll contact companies or whatever, but it's not, what's the best way to put it? About trying to get free stuff. It's about trying to help improve a product. If I see something wrong with something, I don't blast them out of my blog or on the website. I'll contact the company. I'll say, hey, look, I noticed this is wrong, or I noticed this is could be improved, just as a different standpoint. Nobody pays me to do it. Nobody does anything for it. It's just kind of something that I like to do.
Nice. So so you don't have any vested interest, I guess. I mean, that is something that, I guess a lot of people may or may not realize. Sometimes the amount of advertising that you buy in a magazine will guarantee you a certain review or favorable light or something like that. So basically you don't have any vested interest in any stuff that you're reviewing, so it's just purely your opinion and not necessarily you trying to, satisfy your sponsors, so to speak.
Absolutely, absolutely. It wouldn't wouldn't be right not only to the reader, but it wouldn't be right to the company. If I had, you know, X bike company, you know, throwing me down bikes or free parts or paying me money, cash, to give them a favorable review, is just, to me, it's unethical and it's just not the right way to do business. The two major parts is really to look at the product, break it down, and look at it from a cyclist point of view rather than a business point of view, but then also turn around and get that information back to the company so that they can, you know, look at it through a different set of eyes to find different issues and fix them, or find out what works, and if it's working great, great.
Nice. Yeah, that's awesome. I think something, yeah, we've kind of talked about, sometimes companies get stuck in their own little bubble where they're getting feedback from people that they basically sponsor or pay. And of course, you know, a lot of that feedback is going to be positive under those circumstances. And so you end up with companies that sometimes have their head stuck in the sand, so to speak, about, you know, certain issues that they may have. And so I guess that's, you know, one of the things that I really enjoy about your site is that, you know, you do give constructive feedback, and it isn't, you know, biased towards, you know, people that are paying you or paying for advertising and stuff like that. So that's really good. Yeah, it's basically a good unbiased source of information for riders out there. Like I said, I don't think a lot of them really realize how in bed a lot of the websites and magazines and companies are with each other. So it's good. It gives people another source of information to go check out. So good, man. Yeah, definitely encourage people to go check out your site. And it's mybikestand.com, right?
Yeah, mybikestand.com. Yeah, nobody pays me to do this. I just do this out of love for all the people and the riders out there to, you know, get good information out there.
Nice. Awesome. I see you do some rider spotlights here and there too. You got one up about John Hinkle, and you got some stuff up about, you know, my program. So there's definitely some different things going on there. Looks like you're expanding out a little bit. So it's good. So it kind of brings me to my next question. You know, I first became aware of you. You were sending me some messages on Facebook, kind of letting me know you're getting the site up and going, and you'd been following one of my programs, and you're kind of interested in being able to, you know, promote and you know, review my product. So how exactly did you come across the, you know, my program?
Yeah, that's kind of a good story. I spent a lot of time racing bikes and everything for a long time, and then took about a 10-year break to raise my kids and have kids and everything, have a family. Still kind of always had bikes under me, but got out of the competitive spirit for a while. And I'd say over about the last 8 to 10 years, I kind of fell back into it and started racing BMX again for a while. And over the last few years, been dipping back into the mountain bikes. And the last 2 years, been racing four cross and a little bit of downhill here and there. In fact, we've got a new downhill project coming up, up on the site here real soon. But I wanted to, basically, that break kind of slowed everything down. I had a lot of friends that never stopped riding competitively. Well, when you stop for 10 years, you kind of fall off. So I was scouring the internet looking for a place to really get back a lot of my skills and find myself again. And one of the places I started off with was LeeLikesBikes.com. I got a little bit of information from there, and then I stumbled across a podcast that you did with Lee a while back that I absolutely loved. I got a lot of information from it, and it really helped kind of catapult me into looking for a new way to, or a better way, to improve my riding and to get stronger and to find myself again as a strong rider.
Nice, excellent. So, kind of, what's been your experience on the program? Like I said, I know we've talked a little bit about it, but I think I'm always interested to hear people share kind of what did you feel the program was able to do for you?
You know, I've done a lot of different programs over the last few years, and a lot of them are strength training, as in just general strength training, or trying to lean out your body, or this or that. I think what I found different on your system versus a lot of just general exercise systems
Nice. Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm a little biased myself. I'd have to agree with that. So as a busy father, and you've got a day job, and you're running a website on the side, and you got to get out and ride yourself. So obviously you got a lot of stuff going on, and that's a real common thing that I hear from riders is like, you know, where am I supposed to find the time to fit in some training? So you got any tips or advice for busy riders out there, you know, kind of getting started and sticking with the training program?
Yeah, absolutely. An exercise program doesn't need to last all day. It doesn't need to last an hour. If you can squeeze in 30 minutes a day, or even 15 minutes, pull a couple exercises, those are things that you can easily do, as you're getting ready for the shower. You live in those cold climates where it takes a shower, you know, forever to warm up. You know, sit there, turn on the shower, bust out a 15-minute exercise, or just before then, and get ready to jump in the shower. That's, you know, an easy way to do it, to find that little extra time. I struggle in the mornings. Mornings are just not for me for exercising. It really takes me a long time to get ready. So a lot of mine ends up being in the late afternoon and evening. There's little bits of time throughout the day, and the best thing to do is just find those little bits of time and just pull an exercise. You don't have to do a full program, but pull at least one or two exercises here and there and do them throughout the day.
Nice. So, I guess this kind of leads me to our to the next thing, which is we've kind of teamed up to do my first mountain bike skills and fitness clinic, and it's kind of a funny story how it got started. I was actually at stopped in Vegas on my way back from California, and just posted on Facebook that I'd stopped in Vegas, and you'd sent me a message like, hey, you know, let's hook up for, you know, a ride or something. And you know, unfortunately, I was only in town for one night with the wife and didn't have a chance. So I had floated the idea of maybe coming back out and seeing if there was a possibility of doing a clinic out there in Vegas. And one thing led to another, and ended up getting turned into this into my first first big clinic, having riders come in from around the country to attend. And so and you've been involved quite a bit with that. So, you know, give us a little bit, like, you know, kind of how are you involved with this? And, you know, what's your role at this? And you know, just kind of what are you looking forward to from the clinic? Like, why do you think it'd be such a good investment for riders?
Yeah, it's the whole process is kind of funny. And I have to admit, when the whole thing kind of came about and you kind of contact me on it, I got really excited. And even with it just being a little clinic, and it kind of turned out to be, kind of throughout the process, kind of changed and evolved into just being a much bigger, larger clinic, and definitely an outlet for me to express myself and learn a lot about myself as a writer. So I was pretty excited, as actually, to be honest with you, after listening to all your podcasts with Lee and a lot of the other writers that you've done, I was actually kind of bored and honored to kind of be a part of it, which is really cool. Not only that, it's really learning to improve myself as a rider, which I'm really excited about. I know that I'm a solid rider, but with all that time I spent away raising kids and everything else, there's a lot that I can see that I can improve upon, and it's also getting that message out there to the other people. So with this growing from just a simple little, like, one-day, couple-hour clinic to a big two-day event is huge. I think that the riders that do get a chance to partake in the clinic, and any future ones that you have, are going to gain a lot. Especially this one is going to be really exciting. 2 days, a lot of information that you're providing. There's, you know, a bunch of sponsors have jumped on to kind of give away some swag and stuff, which is, you know, totally rad. But that's kind of like an underlying bonus. The big thing is really learning about yourself, your body, nutrition, riding skills, body placement, all the things that you've kind of included in your programs into a big two-day event is just awesome. And I really can't wait to jump on board and see it grow.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited about it too. And yeah, we're gonna be finishing up each day by going out for a group ride as well. So we'll be able to put some of the stuff that we learned to good use here in the trails around the Grand Junction and Fruta area. So just real quick, if anybody is interested in learning more about that clinic, we still have a few roster spots available. You can go to mtbskillsandfitnessclinic.com to learn more about that and register. And like Ian was saying, we got a bunch of great sponsors on board that so everybody's gonna walk away with some swag, as well as learn a lot about just what good mountain bike training and skills training and nutrition and just all that stuff. It's gonna be kind of a one of a kind clinic. I mean, as far as I know, I'm not really aware of anybody else out there that's putting all of these elements together into one 2 day event. So I'm really excited to do this, and really appreciate you kind of lighting the fire under my butt to get it done and get it going. So yeah, so great, man. Well, so cool. Well, I guess man, I guess that's about it. I'm kind of looking at your site right now, and I know you've gotten a lot of compliments about it is a great looking site. It's real clean and easy to navigate. And you got a lot of good, info up there, and definitely, really encourage people to go check it out at mybikestand.com, and kind of see what Ian's got going on there. And if anybody wanted to contact you, if there's anybody listening right now who might have a product or something that they'd be interested in having you review, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Really, just through the contact on the website is the best way, or through mybikestand.com's Facebook page, which is also linked onto the website. It's quick, it's easy, and I can get it through my phone, so those times when I got to be at the day job, I can still get the information and respond to it pretty quickly.
Nice, excellent. Well, all right, Eli.
There's a lot of things coming up. We have a couple of bikes that we're in the process of building. In fact, we'll see those at the clinic. I was hoping to have them done by Interbike, but it looks like one of them might have to wait until afterwards. But yeah, a couple of good bike projects, and we're going to start dipping into the people a lot more. These rider spotlights are kind of a big deal, and they're geared towards anybody. In fact, James, I think we need to do one on you here real soon.
Yeah, no, that'd be fun. I guess yeah, that'd be good. Give people a little bit more of an idea, the man behind all the crazy rants and ideas on the internet there. Yeah. So cool. So yeah, so you got a lot of good stuff coming up, and yeah, definitely, check them out on Facebook. I mean, your social media is really good, man. I mean, you're always posting stuff up on Facebook, and also kind of keeping up on stuff in the industry, and using your Facebook page to let people know about it. So yeah, just a really good resource, man. Like I said, I know there's a lot of big sites out there that cornered do a lot of stuff, but I'm always kind of a fan of the small grassroots stuff. When you get to a certain size, it's more about kind of keeping certain people happy. And I like what you got going here, which is kind of an honest, by a rider for riders kind of website. So that's great, man. I like it.
Right on. That's it. That's call it like you see it. I appreciate it. That means a lot.
Yeah. No problem, man. So, well, cool. I guess that's about it, man. I mean, what is it, Sunday on Memorial Day weekend? So, I don't want to keep you away from your weekend too much more, but like I said, I know you're getting over a little minor knee surgery there, a little tweak at work, but hopefully you'll be back on your bike and ready to rock by the time the clinic rolls around. We're having the clinic is actually, what is it, October? Yeah, where is it at? Yep, October 8th and 9th. So yeah, again, if anybody's interested in attending, make sure you go check out mtbskillsandfitnessclinic.com before then and register. And yeah, I'll be looking forward to seeing you and working with you, and yeah, taking you on some rides around here, man. We got some really great trails here, and I'm really excited to share them with you and the other people that attend the clinic. So So good. So any other words of wisdom for us on the way out?
You know what? Find a program and stick with it. Spend some time and don't get discouraged. The more you work out, the more you work towards being a better rider, the better you'll be. It's tough to find that time, but go out there and find the time. And, go visit some of these sites that are out there. There's a lot of good information out there, but keep an open mind, too, when you look at it.
Yeah, definitely. Well, cool. I guess, all right, I guess that's going to do it. So, once again, it's been James Wilson with MTB Strength Training Systems and BikeJames.com. And, Ian, thanks again for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, buddy.
Yeah, no problem. So, all right, everybody, I guess I'll talk to you guys in the next podcast.